Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's going to be a triple play!
It's time for the triple play.
Yes! Triple play!
The top three burning questions of the day.
And there's three!
With Jones and Mago.
Triples is best.
Triples is best. Triples makes it safe, and the 99 Restaurant now has early week supper specials. Bring the family and enjoy a delicious roast turkey dinner every Sunday, hearty meatloaf every Monday, and crispy spinach and artichoke chicken every Tuesday. That's the one I like. You gotta love the nines. All right, Jones and Mego, it is an over-under Tuesday, so let's get to some over-unders.
Number one.
Mego, we start with you. He has zero through four games so far, but how many 30-point games or 30-plus point games will Jason Tatum have in the playoffs? The over-under is 5.5.
Okay, I'm going to take the over only because it's going to be, I do believe it's going to be such a long playoff run that they're going to get back to the finals and they're going to be in the finals and he's going to have a couple of statement games. I'm the same person though who told you in Bet Roulette last night to definitely take the over when the line was 25 for Tatum and then it moved to 26 and I was like, I'm hammering the over. So I guess I just continue to take that. I think Tatum's been pretty quiet in this series overall. He's getting absolutely triple teamed like nonstop last night and just going to whatever outlet there was, which was usually Derek White. But we'll see going forward.
Anybody else need six in the first quarter from Tatum? Anybody else need that?
Yes. You
raise your hand over there.
Yes.
That last possession was just pathetic, but not that I care. I'll take the over on those 30-point games for Tatum. Look, this postseason run's going to be about him. They're not going to have Porzingis, I don't think, for a while. That doesn't mean he won't return. I know Porzingis tweeted out he's fine, or as Arkham put it, future tense, will be fine. I think Porzingis will return at some point. Maybe it's the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe it's the NBA Finals. I think he'll be back. I don't think this is a season-ending injury. But I wouldn't expect to see him for the rest of this Miami series, which makes sense. It's over tomorrow. And I probably wouldn't expect to see him the round after that. Then come talk to me in the Eastern Conference Final. In the meantime, they got to lean on Tatum. I think he'll start putting up some numbers. He's going to have to start putting up some numbers. Over.
All right, let's get to over-under number two.
Number two.
All right, Jones, we'll start with you on this one. A Patriots question. How many wide receivers from last year will be on this year's Patriots roster? The over-under is 3.5, and I'm talking about a pool of Kendrick Bourne, Pop Douglas, Smith-Schuster, Thornton Rager, and Boutte.
Oh, under. Pop Douglas and Bourne? And I don't even know that I feel strongly about Bourne being on the roster. So give me Pop Douglas.
They just gave him a new deal.
Yeah, but I don't know that I feel completely strong he's going to be on this roster.
What? Why would they extend him if he's not going to be on the roster?
I don't know. Maybe they trade him. Maybe they cut him. They just drafted two receivers. If they're so in love with Kendrick Bourne, why are they drafting two receivers highly? So I'm just telling you I'm not sold he's on, but I said those are the two names I locked in on. I'm not 100% sold he's on the roster. I think Juju's gone. Who are some of the other ones you just gave me?
Tyquan Thornton.
Gone.
Jalen Rager.
Gone.
Kayshawn Booty.
Gone. So, like, I'm under no matter what. I'm just telling you, I'm not totally sold Kendrick Bourne's going to be on the team.
They also have to make room for K.J. Osborne, conceivably.
Oh, yep, so, but that's not a return player. So,
but I'm saying one of these guys would have to go.
Pop Douglas, lock. The two rookies are locks. I just wouldn't put Bourne in a lock category, but he's probably on the team. Osborne's probably the other one. All those other guys are gone. Exactly. So, under 3.5 for sure.
So I'm going to go with 3, also the under. Bourne and Douglas are both going to be on, and I think they're going to actually play. Smith-Schuster, that contract just sucks. And they didn't do what they did with Devontae Parker. Like, I think that it, for whatever reason, the front office is going to think that it's an idiotic play to let him go and just eat the cash. That's what I would do because I really didn't think he added anything last year.
Well, how many receivers do you think they're going to have on the team?
I don't know. Like, I'm just looking at who's here and who they would bounce down to practice squad.
If it's 5, well, Baker's, you're not going to be able to get Baker or a guy like that to the practice squad. So if it's 5, I think it's the 2 rookies, Pop Douglas, Bourne, probably, and KJ Osborne. And so there's your 5. If you think it's going to be 6, maybe Smith-Schuster's on the team. No one's trading for Juju.
Yeah.
Nobody. So it'd have to be a cut, and I think they're going to cut him.
All right.
I kind of hope they do. Sorry. I just didn't enjoy him last year.
Let's go to over-under number 3.
Number 3.
Okay, Mego, back to you. How many playoff wins will Jeremy Swayman finish this playoff run with? The over-under is 8.5. He's currently at 3 wins.
Okay, so I'm taking the over because I think what will happen is they finish it off tonight so I can go see the Zendaya movie Challengers on Thursday about the tennis threesome. Uh-huh. And then they get through the next round, so 4 wins. Maybe, let's say 3 because maybe they try throwing Olmark in there again. And then maybe there's 2 more wins. So what does that put us at? That puts us at 9? Yeah, 9.
I lost count.
So I think it's narrowly over. I think that he gets through.
Stop listening. Have you said threesomes?
I was confused by the math.
Basically 3 rounds, but only narrowly over the 8.5.
Yeah, I'll take over 8.5 wins. Again, he's already got 3. Chalk him up for 1 here tonight. Then they're through to the next round. And let's see how deep of a run they can go on. If you, Arkan said this yesterday. I think it's accurate. If you have the best goalie in the NHL, you can go on a run. There's no reason to sit him. He's playing like he's the best goalie. They have high-end offensive talent with Pastrnak and Marchand, and I think they have enough on the back end. I'll take the over.
All right. I agreed with you on all 3 of those. That's why I didn't chime in. I agreed with you on over 5.5 for 30-point games. I'm thinking under on the wide receivers, and I think over on the Swayman win. So
okay.
That's the reason why I didn't say much. That
a lot of agreement, which is different than how we feel about Kristaps Porzingis.
True.
Mike's in Leominster. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Hey, Adam, haven't talked to you in a while. Last time was when you were on 98.5 in the evenings.
Oh, okay.
Before I get to that.
I remember that.
Gee Willikers.
I don't remember.
Gee Willikers. What are we going to do now? Gee Willikers. Anyway.
We did used to say that. Yeah.
What's that? No, seriously. I think they're going to be in trouble. And, teams that have length. Horford played a heck of a game last night. But at 37 years old, he's going to wear down, and he has other years. And, you know, I just think they've got a depth problem. I don't think they've got the quality depth on the bench. You know, Hauser, as good as he's been this year, is inconsistent, especially in the big games.
Who does Denver have on their bench?
I don't know, but I really liked his voice.
Christian Brown.
It was a very deep voice.
Reggie
Jackson. Right. And so it's like, I don't know, like Pritchard.
Peyton Watson.
Pritchard
sometimes.
Or Reggie Jackson. Toss up. You know.
Oh, that's not a toss up.
Who?
That's easily Peyton Pritchard.
Okay, so that's
I
what
do
I'm saying.
Like Reggie Jackson,
so that's fine. Look, Reggie Jackson can go off and have some big offensive games. It's like Christian Braun or Sam Hauser, and I call him Braun. I hate that he pronounces
it's
his name Brown, and he's so annoying. He's one of the more annoying players in the league. I talked about this in the finals last year.
Khan or Kahan?
Both. And so, I don't think the Celtics have a depth problem. If we're focused on their depth, we're focused on the wrong thing. Tatum and Brown need to lead them to a championship. It's not about the coach. It's not about the depth. It's definitely not about their bench. It's about those two. So are they going to step up? Or are we just going to blame everybody else again?
DeAndre Jordan.
617-779-7937. I do kind of like Peyton Watson. I'll give you that one. Meanwhile, we'll get back to all your feedback here. We'll also circle back to the draft. Drake May wants to play week 1, assuming he wins the quarterback competition. Are the Patriots going to follow through on their word? That's next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.